On SUNY Distinguished Professor Week, is the United States a republic or a democracy, and why does it matter? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ian Reifowitz, SUNY Distinguished Professor of History at SUNY Empire State College, breaks down this question.
On the right, many have argued that the U.S. is a republic, not a democracy. Let's call this radical idea RNAD for short. It might seem like an academic or esoteric distinction, but it's used to justify some very anti-democratic actions. As Cornell historian Lawrence Glickman noted, quote, RNAD has a long genealogy on the American right, end quote. The ultra-conservative John Birch Society spouted this kind of anti-democracy rhetoric, as did those who opposed FDR's New Deal. In the English-speaking world, a republic has long meant one thing above all else, not a monarchy. A republic is a country where the government claims to derive its power not from a monarch, but from the people. That's it. Some republics are democracies and some are not. The Soviet Union was a republic. That's what the R stands for in USSR. So why go through the rigmarole of twisting words like republic and democracy into something they don't mean? Jamel Bowie of the New York Times broke it down beautifully. Quote, the point isn't to describe who we are, but to claim and co-opt America's founding for right-wing politics, to naturalize political inequality and make it the proper order of things. What lies behind that quip is an impulse against democratic representation, end quote. Democracy cannot survive if one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election, either they win or they were cheated. Today, these extremists use RNAD and other arguments to justify simply not accepting the results of elections, as we saw with the January 6th insurrectionists. Too many of them don't believe we should be a democracy at all, and if enough manage to get into office, they'll be in a position to turn their nightmarish dream into our reality.
That was Ian Reifowitz of SUNY Empire State College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.